Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast. I'm Emma, and today we have an exciting update about a local company collaborating with the US Department of Defense. You might be wondering, what is this collaboration about? Well, it's with Hybrid Air Vehicles, a company right here in the northwest of England.
Oh right, HAV, the company behind the Airlander aircraft. I remember reading about them before.
Exactly, Daniel. And the US DoD's Operational Energy Office has extended their research contract with HAV into its second year. That's a big deal.
I see. So what's the focus of this extended partnership?
The collaboration is part of a three-year initiative, and they're using the Airlander to explore zero-emissions logistics support.
Zero emissions? That's impressive. How does the Airlander achieve that?
Well, the Airlander uses advanced technologies like lightweight composites and fabrics, lifting body aerodynamics and thrust vectoring.
Right, and it can land large payloads without needing traditional airfields. That's a big advantage for military logistics.
Exactly. In the second year, they'll focus on scaling the electric propulsion architecture for the Airlander 50.
Electric propulsion, that's interesting. I wonder how that works with such a large aircraft.
The research is stemming from a thesis by students at the US Naval Postgraduate School. They've been doing simulations and modelling to show the feasibility.
So the collaboration has evolved from a student project to an actual research and development contract. That's quite a big claim, right?
Absolutely. In the first year, the Airlander 10 was analysed for maritime logistics support, and now they'll apply similar assessments to the Airlander 50 with a 50-plus ton payload.
Wow, that is so cool. The Airlander 50 could really change how the military handles logistics in contested areas.
Captain Ben Cohen, the project principal investigator, mentioned that hybrid aircraft enable a paradigm shift in logistics support.
A paradigm shift? That's a strong statement. What does that mean exactly?
It means there are significant direct and indirect effects that allow operational solutions in a way not seen before.
And it's not just about logistics, they're also looking at hydrogen adoption and zero emissions.
Yes, Tom Grundy, CEO of HAV, said this extension shows the US DoD's commitment to sustainable defense logistics.
Sustainable logistics, that's a key part of the future of aerospace, especially in defense.
I agree, and HAV is leading the charge in this area with the Airlander.
Don't miss out on news like this. You can sign up for the Airlander newsletter to get updates right in your inbox.
Thank you for joining us today, Daniel. And thank you for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast.
We'll be back next week with more updates from the Northwest Aerospace community.
Stay tuned and keep exploring the skies with us.